Good afternoon. This is Jasmine.
How you doing, Jasmine? This is Mr. West.
Who?
Mr. West.
Hey, Mr. West. Hey.
Yes. Can you hear me?
I can hear you a little bit better.
All right. I called them, and they gave me an appointment for tomorrow to come to my house.
Anthony West, correct?
Yes.
All right. That was fast, didn't I tell you?
Yeah. They gave me some numbers, too. Do you need
the
numbers?
Yeah, give me the six-digit ID number. What is it?
1012172.
I got you. Wait. That's 7 digits. 2, 4, 6, 7. 1 0.
Yep. That's what she said. 1012172. That's what I wrote down, but
that's a 6-digit number. That's good. I did 1012. So it's 10-21-72, correct?
Yeah.
And your appointment is for tomorrow, the 23rd, at what time?
I think it's like 10 o'clock.
10 a.m. All right.
Yeah.
All right. You're on the right
nephew,
track.
My nephew, do he need to call you?
No, I already spoke to him. Actually, no, I have not spoken to him. The agency's going to reach out to him to send him the hiring application. So I already submitted the request. I'm just going to add this to the notes.
Okay. So you said it take like 90 days. Do it take that long?
It doesn't. Don't you see how quickly your stuff moved?
Yeah.
They just can't give you a date. So they tell you how long it could stretch out to.
Possibly. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah, that's what he's saying. I got schizophrenia. I get paranoid a lot. So.
It's okay. Listen, we all got a little schizophrenia in us, okay?
Yeah.
I know I do. I just don't drink meds for it. But I know I do because I'll snap in a minute.
Yeah, that's what I tell my nephew. I get upset. I don't know how to control it. So I stay away from people.
And it's not that you don't know how to control it, because we need to start modifying our language. You can control it, okay? Because no one but you can, okay? What it is that we have very low tolerance for bullshit, nonsense, people with no common sense, and shit that should be done the way you need them to be done. So when I explain myself over and over to the same people doing the same things, obviously I'm going to come at you differently every time I need to tell you the same thing. So I always tell people, don't bring out the bipolar. Don't bring out my schizophrenia, because you're provoking that, you know?
I be bipolar and on them quick.
and there you go. So when you talk about your mental health illness, you need to make light of it, because it's so stigmatized in society that they act like it's a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. We're highly favored people.
Everybody's coming to me for help, and I'm self-efficient. I don't really need
nobody.
Nobody, but it's more like the social. Because of that reason, my social is because I don't depend on nobody too much besides going out. Because if I had to function with people, like I you know, the young guys nowadays they very mouthy, and you know they don't know how to talk to people.
And
I'm one of them
type
of people. If you say something to me the wrong way, I might.
But you know why, right? Because you lift, the veil. So there's a veil within all of us. So you see through the veil. So when people speak to you, you could see and acknowledge when they're being condescending. You could tell when they're joking around, but do they really being honest? You can tell when they're bullshitting you. You can tell.
Yeah, I can a lot.
Yeah, that's when you see through the bullshit. You see through the veil. That's why your temperature, I equate temper with temperature sometimes, because
That's true.
You can go from very cold to very hot in a split second. So it's the same thing with mental health, okay? You can be you could be having the blessed of days, you can be singing hallelujah, and here comes that corner, you turn around, you saw the wrong person, all of a sudden you hot, sweaty, bothered. So when I tell you that you're in control, Anthony, you're in control, because at the end of the day, every time that you surrender that control to someone else because of how they made you feel, you're giving your power to them. So my goal, and I've learned now at my age, I'm going to be 50 on Friday, that nobody's going to take that from me. I'm not giving that anymore to them, because my energy is powerful. So I'm not going to let you upset me. Try looking at it like that, Anthony.
I am.
Turn it around in your favor.
This is good information. It's very good information. I really needed to hear something like that because I was slumped.
No, turn it around in your favor. Make your disability work for you. Don't be the statistic. Be the one that stands out.
I'm trying to now.
You're not trying. You're doing it.
I am now. Yeah. Cause
you
I,
see
I
what I'm saying? The change of language?
Yes.
There you go.
I'm doing it now. I'm doing it.
That's
what
it.
I'm doing. Even
and
this right here.
To you breathing and to you waking up every morning, every day is a new day to start over. So every day, you're a new man, Anthony.
I appreciate this conversation so much. God always sending a message some way, somehow.
God is great. He resides within us. So he's going to send you what you need when you need it the most. So
yeah, I needed this. I definitely needed this today. I need this.
Don't listen to nobody. Listen to your inner voice. God is with you always.
Yeah, I'm going to make me some lunch now.
You motivate. There you go. Make some nice stuff, man. Some soul food, some fried chicken. I don't know. Make something.
I stay away from fried food.
Okay, so you healthy eating, good.
It's sauteed and baked.
Okay.
Air fried.
There you go. Don't use that air fryer too much. It's causing a lot of neurological damages.
It is? Oh, I'm about to throw it away. Once I hear a bad report, it goes in the trash.
Man, you know that all these things are meant to destroy us? Microwaves, all that shit. We're not supposed to be eating
out of that
stuff,
man. Yeah, I never used
a
microwave. I thought the air fryer was just...
They're even linking aluminum foil. Ziploc bags.
Oh, mercury
in our system, aluminum in our system, and if you think about it, we are putting that in our food all constantly. I bake with aluminum. Everything is with aluminum. The trays,
well,
the pans.
I switched over to back to cast iron.
Me too.
Told me cast iron is what you're supposed to use in the first place.
Me too. All my stuff is cast iron.
Yeah, then my silverware, I try to find wooden spoons and stuff like that.
I don't use metal either. I use wooden too.
Yeah, I took it back to the old school. I think people in our age bracket is waking up more aware because our parents, like grandparents and stuff, was teaching us before, you know, the time.
But you know, we failed our kids, right, Anthony? Because we didn't want
them to
be like our parents or do what our parents did to us, that we fucked them up so bad. I got three boys and all my three kids are spoiled. You know why? Because I didn't want them to go through the shit that I went through. I was cooking at 10 years old. I was taking care of my sister. I was married at 15. I was like, oh, hell no. My kids are going to have a childhood. I deprived my kids of learning how to cook at 10 years old, of having to take care of their siblings, because I wanted to do it all. I wanted to be the best mommy. Now they look at me and they be like, oh, why you didn't set up a college trust fund? I'm like, nigga, go get a job. I was working at 13. Like, I'm sorry, Anthony.
No, it's okay. I got 13 kids. I got
what?
My oldest one is 35.
Damn, you busy.
My oldest one is 35.
Anthony, how you say that like that, like so like nonchalant? I got 13 kids.
I'm a male. I'm supposed to have a lot of children.
Okay, well, with one single female or multiple?
No, that's the thing. I only had one female who had more than one child by me.
This okay.
Was like 11 baby moms. And
damn, that's a lot of attitude. Like,
I mean, but the thing is different times in my life. This is
of
not
course.
Like the, you know,
you're all
you know,
different
but,
people to all of them, yeah.
Yeah. So then all my kids, they all love me, and I took care of all my kids. And their mothers, when they, like I told them, if you didn't live with me, it's not my fault.
Right.
That was your mother's fault. Your mother took you with her or whatever. But any kid that was with me, I took care of all my kids.
Good. And you know what? You're still going to continue to do so because that's just who we are.
Yeah. They my kids. I got kids. They ain't my kids that come over here and I'm taking care of. I got grown men coming to my house asking me to be like their father. Like, there's a guy now. My son of mine came down and his son looks up to me like I'm his father.
Wow.
What's my homie doing? I'm telling him, like, yo, you just ain't putting enough time and effort into your boy conversation. You know, you got to talk to him, find out what he's thinking. Give him an advice. Don't force it on him. Let him make his choices. And if he makes a mistake, back him up in it. And then, you know, always chastise him correctly. You know, this is too much bad of a mistake. You don't physically, you ain't got to beat on him or nothing like that. But sometimes a ass kicking is necessary.
Right, right. You
know, I got to tell myself, I ain't one of them dads who don't beat kids. It got to be something I really need to beat your ass for. If you made me mad enough to put my hands on you.
Man,
that's because you did something to take you away from me.
We used to get our asses beaten for anything. Look the wrong way. Say the wrong thing.
Yeah. I got hit in the head with hammers and shoes and all kinds of stuff. And that was just bad. First thing she put her hands on my mom would hit you with.
So
I had to explain to my nephew, my sister was beating him. This was years ago. But she sent him across the street to the train tracks for a switch. And he looked at her like, what? I said, boy, that's old school. You about to get your ass fired.
For real.
I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I said, well, you go get your switch and take your licks. I said, I went on the same tracks and got them same switches. You're going to have to see what it feels like. He ain't even after that ass whooping. You ain't no problems out of him no more.
Right, right. Sometimes we need to go through things, you know?
Yeah. But I stay to myself, you know, I only got, like, because everybody started dying around me. And everybody I loved and dealt with was all gone. And the only thing I had left was my wife. And then she cheated on me. And I don't do the cheating. Ain't none of that. You going to live with me and do what you're doing. And I'm sacrificing. You not. If you ain't happy, just leave. Don't do
right.
The other stuff. You might bring something home that I don't want. So.
Right, right. Even if it's not a sexually transmitted disease, you could bring demons into your home by sleeping with other people.
That's what she was bringing, the demons in my house. Because when you're out doing the gin stuff, you're going to get gins come home with you.
Yeah, and
so,
demons do attract. Mm-hmm. You bring that home.
So, I'm not saying she's a bad person. It's just that she's making bad decisions. That's all.
She made a bad choice. You either love her and move on and forgive, or you just don't and just keep. There's a lot of people in life looking for a new opportunity. So.
Yeah, something like I told her, I said, with the guy she with, I guess y'all fit because whatever you like, he like, and that's the way it's supposed to be. But don't make it seem like, you know, go. Don't tell people that I didn't do you right. I took care of you. You did nothing. You go to work. I got my money. You got your money. You know, I buy all the food, take care of the bills, take care of the house because it's my houses. If I get a house, it's mine.
Right.
I bought her a house. Most of my kids' moms got houses. I done, you know, manipulated somebody somehow and make my little moves and get them a house.
But you did what you had to do.
Yeah, like, I know how to get a house. Like, say there's a house sitting around with taxes on it. A lot of people don't know you can go down to the city and put a dollar on it, and that's your house now.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's called a dollar. That's how dollar houses work. You go put a dollar on it, you put a lien on the house. If the house is not occupied, now you go in and you get the electric and the water cut on. The water company cut the water back on if anybody paid the bill. They don't care. Then you get your receipts with your name on it. You hold on to that, and you do that for 3 years, 3 to 4 years. And then, dang, the deed go into your name. You go down there, show them that you was paying the back taxes. They'll go ahead and give you certifications.
Wow.
I'm on a lot right now. I'm doing it. I got land in Tennessee that I bought. I woke up one morning and just, there was a joint on Facebook for $190. I'll be telling people to get that on the still. Country Classic Land. It's $199 down. It's raw land. No, that means it's, you know, nobody never ever lived on it.
It's not engineered.
Yeah. You might want to go look at it first. Me, I'm the type of person, I don't care. I just go for it. The price was right. I'll take the chance. I gave him $199, and my payments is $300 a month. So I pay that out of my Social Security check every month. That's for my kids. So if I die with my insurance policy, they'll pay it off, and all my kids get to split 6.39 acres.
Right.
And I looked it up, if they decide to sell 100 square feet a piece, they get $100,000. Every 100 square feet is, I mean, every 1,000 square feet is worth $100,000 developed. That means you put a house on it and...
Water, light, right.
Yeah, water and lights and all that stuff. So my goal is, once I finish dibbling and dabbling here in Philadelphia, to get out there and start doing what I'm doing. I'm trying to show my family and my friends what I can do and what them to be a part of. So
right.
The challenge is this. I'm building a small house. It's not even a real house. It's like the size of my trailer I stay in.
Right.
Bathroom, shower, little shower, little bathroom, little kitchen, little small, little efficiency. Just to show them that if y'all invest into this land, with $1,000, we get 26 people with $1,000. I guarantee everybody $100,000 in the next 2 years after you make your investment.
Mm-hmm.
They don't see it because you know how people is. They gotta see it.
They gotta see you first, because if you fuck up, then they'll be like, "Oh, that's why I didn't do it." But if you succeed, then they all want it in it. But be careful, Anthony, because you don't need enemies when you got family. Family's the first to fuck you. All right.
Yeah.
So
be careful. So, my nephew was telling me, he's like, he's gonna introduce me. He works at some kind of massage parlor or something, and he got a lot of Russian friends there. So I was like, because I was telling him about how Russian people are, not negative, all positive. That they're not really racist. They just don't. They like me. They don't take bull crap. They straight up. You deal with them, you got to be straight up.
Right.
Don't do no crooked stuff with them.
Right.
So I was telling myself, I might talk to him. He's like, yeah, because they be trying to talk to him. And they be having the translators to talk to him.
Right.
And he's like, you told me that they like black people, and they all of them always keep coming up to him. I said, yeah, well, they trying to figure out who you are.
Mm-hmm.
What's on your mind, because they know we are inventive.
Mm-hmm.
They know we always coming up with a concept to make money.
Mm-hmm.
So if they can get one of us next to them, they love that. I said, it's a lot of different. If you know a race, your race of people, how to deal with them, you'll know how to get money. Economics and everything. I can do all that stuff. It's just that my social thing makes me not be able to get rich. So I be telling my family, I say, look, I'm going to give y'all the ideas. Y'all run with them. Do what I can't do.
And they still not doing it.
Nope. Just don't forget about me. I don't ask for much. If I got food, a roof over my head, and I'm able to pray, I'm good.
You're blessed.
Everybody else, yeah, alhamdulillah. Everybody else needs more. Like, I don't understand how I was born with a silver spoon. So me not having is not really a problem. I'm used to having too much.
Right.
So I don't like having too much. My friends, I lived in a project in 3500 Fairmont Avenue on the 17th floor for 17 years.
Wait, where? In the Bronx?
No, in Philadelphia.
Oh, okay.
3500 Fairmont Avenue. It's called Mantua Hall, high rise. It's one of the worst projects in Philadelphia.
Wow.
But it wasn't, that's what they said. But we who lived in there knew it was different. It wasn't, it was the worst. It's just, it was our world.
Was all you knew.
Come in now. Yeah, right. Listen, you couldn't come in our world. The cops didn't come in, and the outsiders didn't come in. So I grew up there, and my father did deal with us when he wasn't supposed to. And I had a real pinball machine. I had everything that ever came out first. Color TV, got it. Stereos, got them. Everything. Everything, I was silver spooned. So now the way I live now, people look at me like, well, why you live like that? And I'm not a bum and stinking them, but I don't live extravagant like I used to when I was younger.
Right.
With the nice big Ashley.
No,
no what? No muffins?
No.
Oh, man.
Donut. I put
he got sprinkles.
That's all he had.
Shit crying.
That's fine. I'm about to go make a run real fast. I'll be
all right. Back. You ain't put no sugar or nothing in here?
Anthony, I gotta go.
Oh, I'm
call
sorry.
Call me late,
I'm sorry.
Okay?
Okay?
Tomorrow, good luck with your assessment. Call me after
okay,
it's done.
Okay, I'll call you after that.
All right, honey.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.